Good day and welcome to the Technopolis Group Financial Statements 2008 conference call. For your information, today's call is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Keith Silverang, CEO. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Right, so good afternoon, everyone. My name is Keith Silverang, CEO of Technopolis. I also have our CFO, Reo Taurianen, on the line, and Pertti Huuskanen, our chairman, is listening in. In the next few minutes, I'm going to go through our financial performance and our most important events from 2008. Feel free to interrupt me any time during the presentation, or you can hold your questions till the end. It's up to you. I'm quite comfortable with all kinds of interaction. So, just a short review. I'm not sure who's on the line, so I'm going to have a very brief review of what Technopolis is, for those of you who might not be familiar with us. So, very simply, Technopolis Group is a chain of science and technology parks operating in multiple locations in Finland as well as in St. Petersburg, Russia. Our specialty is providing business environments and services for high-tech and knowledge-based companies and their partners. Measured by the number of customers, we're the biggest in our breed in Europe. And we consider ourselves a growth company and a profitable growth company. And you can say that, switching over to the next slide that I showed in the press conference this morning, and by the way, this whole set of slides is available online in our website at www.technopolis.fi/4investors/presentations, so feel free to log in and have a look. I'll be following the presentation there. So our concept combines premises with business services and business development services. We consider ourselves a service company using real estate as a platform for our services rather than a real estate company which does services. And you can say that this concept itself is our most important differentiator, and providing these services, such services that increase the competitiveness of our customers and support their growth, is really our primary competitive advantage. If you look at our network, we have just under 1,200 customers. We have about 16,000 people working in our parks. We've got about 15 parks operating as a chain, about 480,000 square meters of space either in use or under construction. And we have very flexible product for our clients running from 10 square meters up to 40,000 square meters. You can say that we have customers operating in very diverse sectors, from mobile, obviously, the Nokia connection, all the way through software, life sciences, nanotechnologies, wellness, from one side to the other. So even though we're specialists in high technology companies, we're also a generalist in the sense that there are many sectors within them who are being served by Technopolis Parks. And I want to point out also that the partners and service companies that are supporting these growth companies and technology companies are very important. They make up roughly 30% of our portfolio. So we also have a lot of service companies in our portfolio. Did I hear a question? No, I guess not. So I'll move on. Regarding our portfolio of properties, so it's obviously grown during 2008. We have fair market value of our investment properties at the end of the year was around 620 million euros. It's obviously grown. I'll be going through the individual projects that we've completed during the year and accepted during the year. If you have a chance to look at the graph that's on our website, you'll see that what's happened is that the capital area around Helsinki has grown. Also, we've acquired Kuopio. I'll be coming back to that in a moment. And what basic message is that our portfolio of properties has become geographically more diversified. And by 2010, it will be even more diversified with the city of Tampere, which is, I would say, the second most dynamic city from the Technopolis point of view, There's more growth potential in Tampere than anywhere else except the capital area. Its share will have grown to 13%. So by that point in time, Oulu will be down to about 32%, capital area about 23%, Tampere about 13%, and then St. Petersburg will be up to about 9% with the other areas sharing the rest. So we'll be even more diversified then geographically, and I think that's a good signal that we're able to stabilize conditions when we have a more geographically diversified portfolio. That's one way of doing it, in addition to being diversified in terms of which sectors are in our parks. If we move on to these customers, so I think one very important message in looking at our main customers, our biggest customers, top 20, is that we have a wide variety of clients operating in a wide variety of fields, including institutional tenants, universities, various types of innovation, public sector entities. They make up roughly 13% of our total portfolio, which is more than Nokia's share, actually. So if you look at Nokia, it's only roughly a little over 9% of our revenue, and the share of these public sector entities is significantly more than that. And most of the top clients and top sectors are doing quite well, even though we all know that there are challenges facing high tech during 2009. So far, we haven't seen any real significant signs of trouble in our own customer base. And many of them are actually growing in spite of these conditions, doing well. However, it has to be said that when looking at the threats that the future holds, if the world creates serious threats for our clients, there's no way that they can have trouble without it affecting us. So it's our job to make sure that we can help our customers meet those challenges. And the most important ways we can do that are by supporting their cost effectiveness and helping provide them or helping arrange with our partners for them to have access to financing. If we can do that, it's the best way to protect not only them but ourselves. If we move on to the investment picture, you can see that we've been very busy during 2008. We had a lot of projects going on. A lot of them have been completed. Around 130 million euros have come to our balance sheet in new fair market value through these new projects. And I'll be going through them project by project momentarily. But the message is that one of the main reasons we've had very good performance in terms of how our balance sheet looks right now is because we had a lot of projects completed and also projects underway, all of which have, or I'd say the vast majority of which have very high occupancies or pre-lets. So that brings me to the highlights of the year, and I'll start out by actually starting from services. Traditionally, we've started always by looking at construction projects, and I think it's good to remind our analysts, our investors, and other stakeholders that we're a service company. And so I'm starting with services, and I think the most important new service we've introduced in 2008 is our video conferencing service, which now operates at all Technopolis sites. We have both life-size, high-tech, state-of-the-art video conferencing through the what we call T3 rooms, telepresence, as well as more smaller, flexible solutions which fit into normal conventional conference space. The most important message from this is that we ourselves are going to save hundreds of thousands of euros a year in unnecessary travel costs. We're going to boost our productivity and our efficiency. People will be spending less time in airports, less time on the road, more time effectively in meetings where they're using their time for the meetings and not for getting from one meeting to another. And we realized that this is, especially right now, the kind of service that we should be offering to our customers to help them reduce their costs, to help them really execute green thinking, and to help them simply save money. So we happen to be the only operator of multi-user business park environments in the Nordic area that's providing this service to our customers. And it's important because this is just the kind of service that we're going to be focusing on during this economic downturn, because it has a clear, measurable value proposition for our customers. And moving on to business development services, again, during times like these, you can really see the impact of this. For Technopolis, traditionally, business development has been a very effective means of attracting startups, promising growth companies, the future, the future winners into our business environments, and growing them where we can grow them. It's part of our own growth machine, you can say. But also, you can say, in addition to this, this is the arena where we really learn to provide financing services for our most promising, most dynamic growth companies. And in future, our business development services will be extended more and more to not only our small and medium-sized companies and growth companies, but also to our anchors, helping them be more effective and more efficient by networking more closely with our high-tech, small, and medium-sized companies. This year was a banner year for our business development services. We helped our client companies raise more venture capital financing than ever before in our history, over 53 million euros of new risk financing, and the average investment has gone up to almost 1.3 million euros, which is, by Finnish standards, an extremely high number and drastically improved over earlier years. So this shows that even in what has been called a financial crisis, there is money out there looking actively for investment targets, and there are really good growth companies looking for risk money, and we're in the perfect position to be the strategic matchmaker, putting those investors together with those companies, and it supports the competitiveness of the Technopolis concept by making sure that our customers are healthy, growing, they have financing, and they can bring more square meters and more staff into our environments year by year. I want to add that these clients are also winners. We've had more red herring winners than ever before in Finland, and all of the Finnish companies that made the 2008 red herring top 100 global list were Technopolis clients. So it shows that when it comes to business development, we are the 500-pound gorilla in this country. For a real estate point of view, you can say that having the best companies in the country, the best startups, the best growth companies, means automatically that these companies, when we land them into our premises, they become an important source of future growth for the whole country, but also for us, since they're going to be driving a lot of our own, let's say, organic expansion. So now, having talked about services and business development services, I'd like to move on to our concrete real estate development projects, most important of which was the acquisition of the Kuopio Science Park, known as Technia, or was known as Technia earlier. Now, after the merger, we call it Technopolis Kuopio. It's a big, compact, really nice park with very strong management. We acquired them in February. The merger was complete, and we've been able to raise the occupancy significantly since then. It's a 50,000 square meter park, and the positive development of this park after the acquisition has been one reason why our fair values have increased. So Kuopio has been very strong and has become even stronger during the time that we've owned it. In fact, they've, as I recall, reached their all-time highest occupancy level in December, and it's holding. Then moving on to Tampere, so we had the Hermia number 12 phase completed in February, about 5,000 square meters. The space was fully let, 100% occupancy. The Hermia 15 phase was launched in May 2008. That is still ongoing and will be ready in August. Estimation is August 2009. We have 70% pre-lets. Saskin is the company that's done the binding pre-let, and indicators are that we're well on our way to fully leasing this site as well. So it looks good right now. Moving on to Lappeenranta near the Russian border. Good specialization process industry. They have very strong anchor clients there. The first phase of the downtown, the first downtown park was completed in May, and it's fully occupied right now and holding nicely. So it's been a good step for Lappeenranta to have their first downtown campus. It's made it possible to create a brand new knowledge-intensive business services sector right in the middle of Lappeenranta, which in the future will be even more important as a gateway to and from St. Petersburg from both the Lappeenranta point of view and from the Technopolis point of view. And then moving on to downtown Helsinki, I'm sitting right now actually here in this Ruolahti facility, which was completed in August. It was an unusual project in that we actually started with no leases at all. We started construction with zero leases, and now we're, I can say for all intents and purposes, fully let the whole facility and overbooked as far as the startup center is concerned. So this project has gone extremely well. And then in Oulu, where Technopolis got started and where it still has the biggest mass of real estate, we had two phases completed during the year. Both are 100% occupied, both with very good clients and very good long-term leases. And then in Vantaa, near the Helsinki International Airport, we completed the fifth phase of our Vantaa project, which is now still actually less than half in terms of the amount of land available, which we own. We still have plenty of expansion potential there. This is has traditionally been the most dynamic, nationally speaking, most dynamic neighborhood in Finland is this airport next to the Helsinki International Airport. And in every case when we've launched a new phase, we've noticed the same phenomena that the occupancy of the new phases come up slowly. And the reason is very simple. It takes a long time to negotiate lease agreements with the types of companies that locate there because they're primarily international companies. They have parent companies far away, and you have to get a lot of different people involved in actually signing those leases, lawyers, corporate executives, boards, and so on. But in every case, the occupancies have come up to well over 95, between 95 and 100%, and I'm quite confident that we'll see a similar phenomena happening here. If you take this out of the capital area figures, the whole capital area is doing extremely well. We have very high occupancy. And then coming back to Tampere, we also launched a very important new project, which will be as big as the Pulkovo project in St. Petersburg. It's the Yliopisto Rinne project, phase one in downtown Tampere. It's right next to the university. We launched in June. It should be ready in 2010, roughly the similar spring 2010, just like the Russian project. We've got over 40% pre-lets in that project, and we're, at this point in time, optimistic that we will be able to continue the trend to get good clients into those facilities. And then moving to Jyväskylä, we also launched a new project in June 2008, Ohjelmakaari number 2, phase 2. Already we have 63% pre-lets, and we should be finished with that project in June of 2009. So next year we'll already be getting income from that project. And then we come to St. Petersburg. If you log on to our website and look at the presentation, you'll actually be able to see a photograph of the building, which is starting to come up. Where the first floor has been completed. Now it's the construction project has started to move more swiftly. It looks like it's going to be completed on schedule in spring of 2010. I'm hopeful that it will be as early as April. And the project is on time and also on budget. So now the big challenge is to make sure that we can, in spite of conditions in Russia, get good clients, anchor clients, and the clusters related to those anchor clients into the facilities. We've reinforced our sales and marketing team over there. We're still totally committed to this project, and this will be a very good test of the Russian innovation system and how well we can help make that work. So I'm looking forward with great interest, and I'm spending a lot of time personally with our Russian team, along with our CFO, with our chief real estate officer, to make sure that this project is going to proceed as planned. And moving on to organizational changes during the year, one, of course, I would say significant event is that I took over as CEO of this company on September 15th. And at the same time, our long-serving CEO, Pertti Huuskonen, after 23 years, took over as the full-time chairman of the board. To remind those of you who weren't with us in the last reviews, so Pertti and I have a division of labor where Pertti focuses on the development of our international growth strategy and assessment of potential targets for acquisitions and mergers and other major investments, while I'm focused on the operational issues of Technopolis and the organizational issues and our overall corporate development. Since then, you can say that we were just laughing during the last press conference that we were already close before, and now we're probably closer than a lot of married couples. Looking at how our organization has evolved since then, we've already released this organization earlier. I just want to emphasize here that we've significantly reduced the size of our management team so that we have only 4 people on the management team. That was a very conscious decision. It was part of my overall strategy to build up our flexibility, our reflexes, our agility. We need a lean, mean, cost-effective fighting machine in these recessionary conditions. We've been preparing for 1.5 years for this downturn, and we're ready. And part of that is to have a small, tight, and tough management team, and that's what I've done. Reo Taurianen, our acting CFO, is an absolute recession-hardened CFO who's also got good control over our business units. He has been there, done that, seen it all, and I feel very confident with him at my side that our navigation skills are second to none. Sato Eskelinen, who's running our Tampere unit, one of our most dynamic profit centers, is also responsible for our business services nationally and internationally. And Jukka Akselin, previously running our Jyväskylä unit, very strong construction and real estate development background, leads our real estate development team and is leading our single most important internal efficiency development project known as System Technopolis, which was approved by the board in December. And if I spend a couple of moments on this System Technopolis, I want to emphasize how important this is, this project. It's the largest, most significant investment of resources into internal development in our history. And the aim of this program, coming actually at a very good time because we have gobbled up a lot of companies and now is the time to consolidate those acquisitions. This project will standardize and integrate all of our processes, all of our products, all of our services, and integrate them so that we operate one way in all sites wherever Technopolis is operating. We will build tools to transfer, copy-paste our know-how into new units, whether we build them or whether we acquire them. And we will also use this as a growth platform to create rational criteria, tools, and rules for examining targets for acquisition and merger, doing due diligence, establishing them, deploying people, and consolidating them. So what we're really doing with this project is creating, making the Technopolis concept as scalable as it possibly can be so that when the next big wave of international growth begins, we'll be able to really launch it very vigorously without burdening our core organization or putting too much pressure on people in their current operational positions. So ultimately, this means that we will have a kind of Hilton manual, if you will, for how Technopolis can expand internationally. And now we'll go to the numbers. So looking at our sales and earnings picture, as you could see from our press release today, we have to be satisfied with how things went in 2008 in spite of getting bad news every day in the newspapers and the radio and the television. The fact is that all our projects went more or less, I wouldn't say more or less, but really went overwhelmingly exactly the way they were planned. We had over 27% increase in revenue. Our earnings before interest, taxes, amortization, and depreciation rose almost 30%. And if you look at our operating profit, including valuation changes, so yes, it's true that it declined from 2007, but you can say that 2007 was full of IFRS-related hot air, quite frankly. And so now we're sort of coming back to normal. If you remove the IFRS-related valuation issues from this operating profit, we've actually increased very linearly from 2005 to 2008. So we're actually quite satisfied with this performance. And going over to the balance sheet, we've been able to do this while preserving a strong equity ratio. It's over 40% now, just over 40%, and we're determined to keep it at a strong level. So any additional investment decisions we might make, if we do make them, cannot be made at the expense of our solvency, at least not in, certainly not in these kinds of economic conditions that we're living in today. Of course, our assets have increased significantly, and what you'll also notice is that the fair value of our investment properties has in fact increased despite the negative changes in yield requirements, and that's because of the based primarily two things. First of all, it's because of those the large number of new projects that have been completed and acquisitions made with very high occupancies and very modern facilities, good agreements. So that has a very positive impact. But of course, it's also because, frankly speaking, the Technopolis concept simply works. So we had a 96.5% occupancy at the end of the year, and that is a very strong figure, and we're determined to do the best we can to safeguard that figure. And coming to this year for just a second, I want to say that the most important target for our people, all of our people, including me, in 2009 will be to protect our occupancies and to protect our profitability, which means taking good care of our existing customers. That's where management is focusing its attention in 2009. And coming back to the, because I know that there's going to be questions about these fair market values, these fair value calculations. So part of the increase in fair values is also related to how we've projected our occupancies over the next 10 years to 2018. We felt it was absolutely imperative to revise them in the current situation, and the reason we did that was we had a long, hard look at how they've evolved over the past 8 years, and what we noticed was that from 2000 to 2008, our actual occupancies have averaged 97.5%, and our financial occupancy was 96.6% from last year. So we saw that it was, we now were at a situation where it was quite obvious that it was time to have a fresh look at those. So what we have done is, in looking at the long-term average projections to 2018, we've raised the figure to 94.5%, which is still, we consider very cautious, very careful, and very realistic. And we've taken into account that there will be hard times economically in the next several years. So we've built into those projections an assumption that the that there will be recessionary conditions in the next few years. In spite of that, we end up with a positive impact on fair values, taking into account these considerations. So we've always had a cautious line. That's deep in the DNA of Technopolis and the way we report, and we are not changing that line. We continue that line. But now is the time to recognize the realities, which are that we have high-value properties with high occupancies, modern, and in good demand and in good shape, and it's really not in our interest to exaggerate them downward, at least. So that's what changes we've made. And I'm sure Rayo Taurianen, who's on the line, our acting CFO, can elaborate more on this if you have questions regarding this fair value calculations. Then coming into our share price, well, everyone knows that the real estate sector has been down and is still down. We've seen some recovery in our peer group lately. There's no way to know whether this is a honeymoon or a trend. I'm sure that we're really in the real economy only at the beginning of this downturn, so I wouldn't be too optimistic in that respect. But I think the real message from this is that these low share prices mean that we have to be cautious about how we expand. We have to be very cautious of how we evaluate any new investment opportunities. This is a very good time to buy companies because, frankly, the prices are low and the hot air has been extracted from them. But we also have to be very cautious about how we use our money and our financing. So we're going to have very tough criteria in looking at any new cases, whether it's greenfield, construction, acquiring Science Park at home or abroad. It makes no difference. We're going to look very carefully at every case, and we will not expand at the expense of our solvency. Looking at our shareholders, I think this is a particularly interesting picture because for our international investors and stakeholders, because there's been a major change in the structure of our ownership. Gossip Globe was a big shareholder. This Israeli real estate investor has now completely withdrawn from Technopolis for their own reasons. I won't speculate as to why they might be, but I'm at least say suspicious that they are totally external to Technopolis. And what's happened instead is that within 1 week, we saw a shift to long-term domestic pension insurance companies taking the lead, and now two of them are by far the biggest owners in Technopolis with a combined share of over 15%. So this means that we now have stable, long-term owners in addition to our long-term international owners. I think there's a very strong alignment of interest now in these owners, both domestic and international. So I think that everybody, the management, the board, and our owners are all quite comfortable with this ownership structure as it is right now. Then coming to what I'm sure you're all especially interested in, which is our view as to the future, the prospects for 2009. We see that demand for products and services will remain on a reasonable level. We're cautious, but we're still cautiously optimistic. So we believe demand will remain on a reasonable level. We see that these economic conditions will not recover rapidly in the real economy. And after all, our business is post-cyclical, so you know we tend to feel the impact later than the industrial members of the real economy. So we have to be prepared for what may come. If our customers have trouble, we have to be. I think the single most important thing is our ability to help our clients adjust to these changing economic conditions and keep them as our customers. That is, I think, the most important weapon we have to fighting this recession, in addition to being as cost-effective internally as we can, and we've already been working on that and we'll continue to take steps, whatever steps are needed to keep the company as lean and cost-effective as possible. So we do see growth in both revenues and earnings of 5 to 8% in 2009, and that's without any new investment decisions. So this is growth coming from our organic growth of our revenues from business services, from business development services, from real estate services, and from new projects that are being completed and coming on stream during fiscal 2009. That's where the growth should come from. And if we can protect our existing customer base, then that's the single biggest potential risk in this is our clients, and we have to do a good job taking care of them to make sure that we can meet and exceed our own targets. And then I'd like to conclude by, before opening the floor to you all, by revisiting our vision for 2012, which has not changed at all. We're still just as committed as ever to the concept of building Technopolis into an international science and technology park chain, and eventually into a global science and technology park chain by copy-pasting our concept in those hot spots where we see significant upside and profitable business opportunities. We're not ready to say where those places are. We certainly can say that we're focused on Europe right now in our evaluation process. But we've upgraded a little bit our ambition level so that we're looking at having two or three new hotspots in addition to Finland and Russia. And we're still determined to take our place as the most competitive and most attractive science and technology park chain in Europe. And we're still committed to a 15% average growth target, emphasizing its average growth target, meaning that some years may be less and some years may be more. But the vision remains crystal clear to us, and we're determined to achieve it. So this was my review. If you have questions, and I really hope you do, I'd like to ask our hostess to turn the floor over to you all, and Reo Taurianen, our acting CFO, and I will be more than pleased to answer your questions.